Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship station in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as all across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite as we stream live online. Now, a special shout goes out to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, the security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those people helping in the coronavirus effort, too. Thank you for keeping us free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, along with the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and all the roughnecks out there working the oil rigs all around the country and all around the world. Thank you for keeping America rolling along. Do not forget to go to the Facebook page for the Captain's America Third Watch. It's called the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Go over there, like the page, jump into the chat room, and you can converse with us just like I'm about to with Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It's time to say the pledge because you weren't around last hour, so we'll do it this hour. You ready?
Sounds good.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, to continue talking about the things that are going on right here this weekend, Walmart pledged $100 million to fight systemic racism. Where do you suppose that money is going to wind up?
Well, that's a real good question. I think this is a trend that we're going to see in order to buy big companies, big corporations like this, in order to try to garner some public support and perhaps some other kind of political point.
They want people to buy their products.
Well, sure. But, you know, it's interesting because we're getting statements from all kinds of different companies that don't seem to be involved in political issues, but it is definitely a trend, and I think you have a lot of companies that are wanting to chime in on this because this has become a national phenomenon.
Okay. Now, Jimmy Fallon had Bernie Sanders on TV, and Bernie went out there, and he was talking about taking advantage of the situation. Listen to this.
Is there a silver lining in any of this?
Yeah, I think there is. And I hope, and I will be very upset if we don't take advantage of the moment. But, Jimmy, we're going through a terrible, terrible, terrible moment. So much pain, so much suffering, so much mental distress, so much death, 107,000 people dead already. And I think the silver lining is that we have got to think about how we got here in the first place. Do we have the healthcare system that we need in the wealthiest country on earth? And the answer is we don't. Do we have an economy that works for working families even before the pandemic? No, we don't. Half of our people live paycheck to paycheck. They got nothing in the bank. And when those paychecks stop, you know what? You become desperate. You can't pay your rent. You can't buy food. Is that really the best that we can do for an economy? I don't think so. So we have got to think big about how we got here, what kind of policies got us here, and have the courage to take on very powerful special interests and, in my view, move this country in a very, very different way.
Move it in a different way towards socialism and communism, right?
Well, sure. You know, it's interesting to me, Captain, that, you know, Bernie Sanders is he is seizing the moment.
Yeah.
That's exactly what he's doing.
Yeah. Well, let me just remind everybody about something here, and you too, Kyle. Think about this. How did we get to where we're at right now? Okay, number one, scared people with a virus. Number two, place them in quarantine. Number three, counted the number of dead every second of every day in every news headline. Number four, closed all businesses, 40 million people out of work, leading to unprecedented unemployment. Number five, forced the citizens to accept meager $1,200 stimulus handouts and rely on the government for their next handout. Number six, remove entertainment. No parks, no gyms, bars, restaurants, sports, no dating, no touching. Mask people, dehumanize them, keep the masses quarantined while their immunity drops to unsafe levels. Number seven, close temples and churches, create a vacuum, let depression and anxiety and desperation set in, then ignite hatred and civil war, civil unrest, empty the prisons because of the virus and fill the streets with criminals. Then number eight, send in George Soros and his Antifa and Black Lives Matter bunch to vandalize property as if they're freedom fighters. Undermine the law. Loot. Attack law enforcement. But tell government to order a stand down. We're all being baited by adversarial governments who want to destroy America, China, Iran, Russia, while the far left abuses the racial wars to fuel the fires. And then there's number nine. In an election year, after all, this has had to happen. Democrats will, of course, blame it all on President Trump. And finally, number 10, this is what modern socialist warfare looks like. That's where we're at. People, you need to recognize this. You need to understand this because we're right back to the 60s and the 70s. I talked about it with Eddie Floyd in the last hour. You heard it, Kyle. We're right there again. This is just like watching America in the 60s.
Well, exactly. Only this time, they have much better communications through social media. They also have a media in general that is...
They own the media.
Yeah, that is literally not just reporting the news, but being joyous in some cases about this news because they are part of the ideology in many ways.
Yep. And they're trying to get rid of people like you, people like me, networks like mine that I'm on, and I'm on two different great networks. They're trying to get rid of me. It's just unbelievable what's going on here. And, of course, you know, it's not going to happen. You know why? Because we, the people, are still the bosses of applesauce. They work for us. And, by God, you better remember all this in November because it's going to be one of your last, if not the last, chance to set the record straight and send these people back packing where in the hell they came from. They're ruining America, and I'm not going to have it. Not on my watch.
When you need to know, the Captain's America...
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Oh, yeah, that's Kyle Warren, and Kyle Warren will be right with me in a second because I got to tell everybody where I'm going to be today, and I hope you're able to make it if you're in the Tampa Bay area or Orlando area, Sarasota area, or up there in Crystal River, or maybe even up as far as Lake City, and you want to come on down here. Now, we've got a big old gun show coming today. It's called Two Guys Gun Show, and they're back, and they're bigger and better than ever. We had a great, great start to the gun show season again in Port Charlotte last week. Now, today and tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, the 6th and 7th of June, I will be at the Minreg Hall. That's M-I-N-N-R-E-G, Minreg Hall at 6340 126 Avenue North in Largo for, again, the big Two Guys Gun Show. Now, you can shop the most modern, up-to-date guns, tactical equipment, as well as private collections that are up for sale. They're famous for that at Two Guys Gun Shows. You'll be able to get knives and all sorts of different things, swords. A lot of different antiques in there, and they've added a few new wrinkles and twists too by adding some other vendors in there that have different things related to the outdoors and whatnot. So you'll be able to see all that and get all that. And if you come see me, you'll get some free stuff because I'll be giving out free stuff. I'll also have, so you can see what it is, I'll have with me the Relief Factor 3-week sample kit there, if you will. And then I'll probably have a couple of other things with me for people to take a look at that we advertise here in the program. So there you go. So to find out more, twoguysshows.com, the website twoguysshows.com. And they do have this afternoon at 2 p.m., they will have their concealed carry course. So if you want to take that, come on over, Minreg Hall, 6340 126 Avenue North in Largo. All righty, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, I got the president, Donald Trump, saying what he had to say yesterday in the Rose Garden.
Young people without a diploma. I mean, so many different categories. Our numbers were the best in almost every category. We had the most people working in the history of our country, almost 160 million people. We were never even close to that. So we had things that were we were doing so well, and then it came in. But we're going to be back there. I think we're going to actually be back higher next year than ever before. And the only thing that can stop us is bad policy. Frankly, left-wing, bad policy of raising taxes and Green New Deals and all of the things that you have been writing about long and hard that will stop it like you wouldn't believe. And frankly, it's holding it back. If there were no possibility that that can happen, and I like to be an optimistic person, I think we're looking very good. I think even before today, our polls were, the polls that I've seen and the polls that we do were looking very good. But if we didn't have the possibility of having massively higher taxes like the Democrats want to do and Green New Deals, which are totally ridiculous.
Now, he's talking about how we got to here and all the different things that he was able to get put through with the help of the Congress and whatnot. And that's when I guess they were acting like a sane group of people, right?
Right, right.
But here's the deal. Okay, all bets are off right now because the Democrats are not trying to help at all. The Democrats, the socialists, the haters, the far left wing of the Democratic Party, which is taking control of it, they are trying to bring down not only a president but a country and jam everything that they've been trying to jam through for the last 60, 70 years right now, jam it right down our throats.
Well, you see, Captain, this is precisely the message that needs to go out to the American people, and that is the Democrat Party elite and these far-left Democrats, whatever you want to call them, they are trying to use this crisis that is affecting real people in order to essentially impose their agenda. They think they have the American people over a barrel, and by hook or by crook, they're happy to get their agenda put into place. And you're right, they want to take down the president, they want to essentially remake the way that the economy works, and not to the good, by the way, but this is exactly what we're seeing, and it's most unfortunate, but it is something that within the next, what is it, almost 145, 46 or something days before the election, this is the kind of message that really needs to get out there, and that's what the Democrats are afraid of. They're afraid that you're going to recognize the fact that they don't care about you and your problems. They want power.
Now, there was a lot of graffiti painting on a lot of buildings and a lot of monuments, and the Lincoln Monument, for example, the Vietnam Wall. They tried to get through it, but they didn't. But here's what came off of Facebook with somebody that was chastising some people that were actually trying to clean the graffiti off something. Listen to this.
Why are you guys removing Black Lives Matter graffiti?
Where are you trying to take it? Yeah, we tried over there and it wasn't coming off. It's still not coming off.
But why do you want that to come off?
Well, I don't know. It's just a federal bill.
Yeah,
I
just care about the container. But so you don't care about Black Lives then?
Not at all. That's not at all.
That's what this...
We certainly do care about Black Lives.
Not enough to leave up a message.
No. You don't have to create the message, ma'am. It's just on the building. We're just trying to clean it.
Great. Not a great way to use your white privilege, ladies. Not a great. That's disgusting.
Now, the disgusting person was the one that was stuck the camera up and was interviewing us for why they were doing that. That's a disgusting person because she doesn't understand that when you destroy, damage, deface a national monument, which is what they were taking the graffiti off from, that that's a violation of the law.
Well, exactly. But honestly, you know, I can't imagine. I mean, this is the aftermath of the riots and so forth. And typically that's when things start getting cleaned up. But the premise of the person heard on the tape, and I saw that video as well, the premise is a faulty premise.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care about Black Lives because they're removing graffiti. So, wait a minute. All the graffiti is supposed to stay there for...
Yeah.
Wait, in other words, what is the duration of it has to stay there for?
So, here's the other deal to think about here. When you hear about that and you see what they've done, and some of the graffiti was just, it was foul language exemplified, okay? Because it was the F word on steroid. Everywhere you looked, you saw it. But these people, okay, and I even heard a woman being interviewed on Fox television. She sound more, and two things I noticed about her. If you're from New York, you have a definitive accent, either upstate or downstate, okay, just like California.
Mm-hmm.
And you can spot the people that are educated at Stanford or UCLA or Harvard or whatnot. This black woman that they had on yesterday, and I don't know how he happened to pick her and get her to come on, but she sounded like as if she'd had 25 years of college, and she was so eloquent with her speech, and she wasn't even from New York. You can tell by listening to her.
Well, exactly. Well, again, it shows that a lot of these protests or things that we're seeing, they're not entirely organic in terms of the messaging that comes out of them.
She was talking about New York and why they were there and what they were doing. She was one of the organizers. She was one of the people, one of the Antifa people, which is a professional organizer. By the way, they do get paid $200 a day to do what they're doing. And they're traveling all around the countryside.
Well, exactly. And, you know, Captain, I think it's important to point out that, you know, somehow the protests and even the unrest and the riots are somehow mm-hmm. being portrayed that if you are of a certain skin color, then you have a particular point of view.
Yeah.
But they're taking it away from all of us to be outraged.
All right. Now, the Buffalo police officers shown shoving the 75-year-old man that fell onto the pavement and split his head open and had to be taken to the hospital. They've been suspended. But meanwhile, 57 members of the Buffalo Police Special Operations Riot Squad all quit.
They all resigned in protest or essentially support as one or the other of these police officers that were suspended without pay. And Captain, you know, this is a really, really bad thing that is going on. Number first and foremost, the older man, the elderly man who was pushed down and literally started bleeding from his head, as we see on the video, that's just unreasonable. It's not justifiable from what I can tell by watching that video. And number two, you have officers who have to understand that we are in a hypersensitive environment, and I can't imagine what got into them to do that. This is essentially, it's just not helping matters one little bit. And so we're going to get more information. We don't know the identity of the officers, but we'll find out soon enough, I'm sure.
Yeah. And finally, well, no, I can't say it. We're going to break. When we come back from the break, Kyle's going to be with us here. We're going to talk about Wikipedia. Now, Wikipedia is kind of a phenomenon, if you will. But the thing about Wikipedia is you can go in there, anybody can go in there, and change what's written there about whatever it is that's written, and you can add to it. You can add to this, quote, the story. And there's a lot of strange things going on Wikipedia right now, and we'll tell you all about it when we come back. So don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
United States unemployment dropped unexpectedly in May to 13.3% as reopened businesses began recalling millions of workers faster than economists had predicted, triggering a big rally on Wall Street and giving President Donald Trump something to boast about in his re-election bid. Still, after weeks of dire predictions by economists that unemployment in May could hit 20 to 25%, the news that the economy added a surprising 2.5 million jobs is evidence that the employment collapse most likely bottomed out in April when the rate reached 14.7%. Most economists had expected rehiring to kick in over the summer as lockdowns were increasingly lifted and people gradually resumed shopping and eating out. President Trump said the report is evidence that the economy is going to come back from the coronavirus crisis like a rocket ship. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch, and I am the Captain Matt Bruce. The weekend edition of the show is here right now, and I want to remind everybody that right now this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is an all-natural product, and that product can help you get out of pain. I've been taking the product religiously for 4 years. If you've got arthritis, if you've got back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, knee pain, hip pain, ankle pain, or just general muscle aches and pain from what your everyday activities are, I want you to go over to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And while you're over there, take a look at the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start. It started on that for $19.95. There's a little quick tutorial there. Tells you all about the product, how natural it is, how they put it together, the father-son team, Pete and Seth Talbot. And you'll be glad you did, because it's a great, great, great way, if you're suffering in pain, to get out of pain. And that's what it's all about, is getting people out of pain. ReliefFactor.com/captain is a website. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, in finishing my discussion about Wikipedia, there are conspiracy theories, there's foreign propaganda, a lot of George Floyd stuff showing up over there, which is not true, because people can go over there and just post stuff, and it's not vetted or nothing like that. They can just stick it on there as an add-on comment to whatever, which I don't think makes a lot of sense, but then again, that's Wikipedia, and that's why I don't use it.
Well, right, yeah, because of those very reasons. And one of the things that I've heard about in this time, Captain, regarding that is that you have things on there that are essentially likening President Trump wanting to bring military forces in, MP forces, to intervene in the rioting as akin to or tantamount to the Chinese response to the Tiananmen Square demonstrations, which resulted in the Tiananmen Square massacre back in, I believe, 1989, if I recall correctly. So this kind of thing, it runs amok, and it's not vetted, and people have to be very careful.
Well, let's listen to what the brother of George Floyd had to say yesterday at a memorial in Brooklyn. This is Terrence Floyd, and here's what he said.
I'm proud of the protests, but I'm not proud of the destruction. I'm going to say that again. I'm proud of the protests, but I'm not proud of the destruction. The Floyd is a God-fearing family. I want to thank God. I was mad. I was upset. But I want to thank God. It wasn't his fault. It was his purpose.
Okay, well, that's very hard to hear because they got a helicopter flying overhead and all that stuff, but there you go. That is, again, Terrence Floyd, the brother of George Floyd, at a memorial yesterday in Brooklyn. Now, Kyle, the regular military MPs have left Washington, D.C., possibly a little too soon, because today, they are estimating that there could be as many as a million protesters, because it's the weekend, in Washington, D.C., to launch a major protest for racial Black Lives Matter and all that sort of stuff in D.C. And they're actually going to march down the street that the mayor had painted Black Lives Matter on it, about 200 yards away from the White House.
Yes, that's right, Captain. And hopefully it will be a peaceful gathering.
I doubt it.
Yes, and most from what we know can happen when you get that many people together in one place, especially with the tensions as high as they are. But one of the things, Captain, is that as you I think had mentioned before, the mayor essentially wanted to get all those forces out of there in the first place there in D.C. But one of the things that I think some of those who are looking to keep essentially have the chaos continue, they do have an end to that. They truly believe that if the pain can be so great and the chaos continues on and on, that people will finally just have enough of it and say, let's vote Trump out.
There's two things going on here. Number one is Viva la Revolution, which is known as tactic number two of the Saul Alinsky rules for radicals. Never go outside the experience of your people. Now, socialism, U.S. versus Venezuela. We saw what happened with Hugo Chavez and all those folks there and other places around the country and around the world. Also, resistance. The major premise for tactics is the development of operations that will maintain a constant pressure on the opposition. For example, Bill Barr, John Durham, Utah's John Uber, Freedom Caucus, and more. And the fake news media pumping stuff in there all the time to keep us divided, not united, because they don't want us united, especially those of us that support the president and those of us that support America and those of us that wave the flag of the United States, because they're trying to fundamentally transform America. And as soon as the Americans get a grip on what they're doing, they're going to say, not on my watch.
Yeah, exactly right. And, you know, Captain, as you mentioned, you know, they're trying to divide us. You know, nobody can watch the video of what happened to George Floyd. Nobody can watch that and not be aghast at it, not be repulsed at it. This is a particular event that actually does unite Americans, because nobody, unless you're a wacko of some kind, nobody thinks that what happened to George Floyd was good. But yet you have those who want to continue to exacerbate any racial tension, and they're taking advantage of all of us, Captain.
Yep. Now, the Department of Defense Secretary Mark Esper, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Martin Milley, refused to testify before the House panel on the military's response to the George Floyd protests, and that's a good thing, I suppose. But, you know, the thing of it is I'm not surprised that, you know, they wanted right away, the Congress, the House, wanted to get them over there. And, well, what's going on? We need to know, because they're trying to create more division.
Well, sure, it's division, and as I said, chaos. It's the idea of trying to get people to a point where they are so fatigued with the ongoing investigations, and then you have congressional leaders come out to the microphones and lecture everybody again and again and again. When people understand exactly what happened on the video, they understand that the officers are now charged, the one in particular charged with second-degree murder, and the investigation continues. There will be a trial, and there is a very fast response to this. It doesn't define all police officers. People understand this kind of thing, but the politics of this, Captain, are so vile that it defies words.
Now, we also yesterday had our U.S. Forces hit the Taliban with two airstrikes. Said the Taliban in Afghanistan, who were doing some things that they weren't supposed to. And by the way, they've aligned themselves again with Al-Qaeda and ISIS, and they're working with them, which is something they're not supposed to be doing. So we apparently had an opportunity to go after a target of opportunity, and we did.
Yes, and one of those strikes, it went after, I think, 25 Taliban fighters, and they were going after Afghan forces at that time.
Yeah, they were setting up an ambush. Mm-hmm. Now, MSNBC hired a brand new commentator, and that commentator is
Lisa Page.
And Lisa Page is famous because
She was the one texting back with Peter Strzok in the FBI when she was there as well.
And if she's one of the ones who gets indicted, she'll be able to talk all about on MSNBC. She'll be able to lay her defense out there, won't she?
Well, presumably, yes. But, you know, again, it's like I think they wanted to really, you know, snap her up and make her an analyst, perhaps because they think that there's some sort of street cred there and that kind of thing. But in reality, you know, those texts and everything wrapped up with the crazy investigations and Peter Strzok and so forth is not really a badge of honor, Captain.
Yeah, and finally, oil went up again yesterday. West Texas crude $39.55 a barrel, Brent crude $42.30. Futures, 1 year future on oil is up to $45. Gasoline is back up to $1.21 per gallon. Diesel is back up to $1.15 per gallon. That's the wholesale price at the refinery without adding in the state and local taxes. And it looks like as if even though their prices are holding steady where they're at right now, give it another 10 or 15 cents and we'll see it jump again.
Yes, well, just signs of the times, Captain. People are out there driving. I certainly notice it. Airplanes are flying. The airlines adding literally hundreds of flights.
I'm seeing lots of private jets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, they're trying to keep up with the new demand. And again, we're going to get back and we're going to get our economy revved up.
All right, tell everybody how to your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
We'll talk to you Monday morning.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. We appreciate him being on the program very much. When I come back, I'm going to take a look at your Truckers Highway and Byway report again, and we definitely will let you know more about the tropical storm by the name of Cristobal. And it is out there in the Gulf, making its way north from Campeche.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
All righty, and now it's time for our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, and we're going to tell you all about Tropical Storm Cristobal, which is, seems to be bearing in on New Orleans, that particular area. So, take it away.
Come back for more. Oh,
tells the mama I'm so old, the hen and I just around. Calls her mama, I'm so old, the hen and I just around. Yeah, all the hen and I. Baby, here I am, a man on your scene. I can give you what you want, but you got to come home with me. I've got some good old love, and then I got some going slow. When I get to throwing on you, you gotta come running back.
Alrighty, that's the Black Crowes, and that's hard to handle. And we'll get more of that going here towards the top of the hour as we conclude our pre-top of the hour segment with Denise Simon. But I got to tell everybody, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J. Closest to you, pull on in there, get yourself a free cup of coffee, tell them you've been listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, and that's what gets you the coffee. All right. Tropical Storm Cristobal is moving over the central Gulf of Mexico. It's out in the open right now, and it's going to be moving all day Saturday, today. It'll be near the northern Gulf of Mexico sometime Saturday night or Sunday morning. Warnings have been issued for the life-threatening storm surge, which will be closer to the front of the storm as it pushes water on shore up in Louisiana, parts of Mississippi, perhaps Alabama, and over on the right side up towards the panhandle of Florida. But it's not going to be that bad off to the right. It'll be more directly to the center of the storm this time anyway. Now, heavy rain and high surf and rip currents are all expected. In addition, there is the possibility in the tropical storm warning area for some tornadoes to come aboard, so be advised of that. And there's also an enhanced threat, of all things, of severe thunderstorms in the northern plains Saturday and Sunday as well. That could be Iowa, that could be eastern Kansas, it could be central Missouri, it could also be parts of Oklahoma and Arkansas today. Now, let's take a look at what we got going on here, and I'm going to look at the tropical storm map. Now, we're out in the middle of the Gulf. The winds are far enough away to where I do not believe from the forecast that I'm seeing that they're going to be much of a factor for Florida, the west coast of Florida. Now, the panhandle is a different story over towards Nabari, over in that area, Nabari, Florida, you're probably going to get some tropical storm winds approaching 40-plus miles an hour. This storm looks like as if it's going to come aboard with winds possibly around 60 miles an hour, maybe 65. The tropical force winds are out 240 miles. The center, again, looks like it's going to be right around New Orleans. But there's a very large cone of uncertainty, which actually takes it all the way over to the eastern part of Texas, Beaumont, and all the way over towards Nevada, Florida. So there you go. And by the way, not very far away from Panama City. We all know what happened in Panama City a couple years ago. So we're looking at Saturday night into Sunday morning for this thing making shore somewhere up there. And be advised to take heed to everything that you're being told in terms of what you need to do because you have to be prepared. And if you haven't already done your water and your shopping and this, that, and the other, then the next best thing is if you're in a low-lying area, you need to make sure you get out because there's going to be a storm surge. Depending on where you're at, it could be 1 to 3 feet, 2 to 4 feet, could be 4 to 6 feet. But rain is the big thing going on here. Wind won't be that much of a factor, although it will be wind-driven rain. You could see 10 to 15 or more inches of rain and selected areas of rain around 20 inches or so, depending on where it decides to hit. Okay, so let's drift on out to the west. California, you got some windy conditions there tonight out in the high desert and south of Lake Tahoe. Nevada, you got some windy conditions there, as well as a red flag warning south of Reno in the mountains there. You got rain the western part of Colorado, the southeastern corner of Utah. You've got some unsettled weather conditions in Wyoming, and smack dab in the middle of Wyoming, you've got what could be some severe weather brewing there. Up in the northeastern corner of Montana, got some wind up there tonight. In New Mexico and eastern Arizona, got some wind there. But in New Mexico, you've definitely got a red flag warning, the western part of New Mexico. And the central and eastern part of New Mexico, you've got windy conditions. Around the Metroplex in Dallas, you got fog. You've also got fog in the eastern part of Kentucky tonight. In the Commonwealth, you got fog along the northwestern part of Kentucky, southern part of Indiana, and the southeastern corner of Illinois right now, and the central western part of Ohio has got a little bit of fog. And again, there'll be rain most of the day on and off along Florida. That's going to be about it as the bands of rain come in. We'll be where I'm sitting here in Tampa, we'll be far enough away from the wind that won't be an issue. It will be, though, up in the panhandle over towards Navarre. All right, don't forget, Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop bring you the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Right now, we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com on the line. Good morning, Denise Simon.
Good morning.
Are you all ready? You prepared for the big crystal ball and all that?
Okay.
Is it going to blow you off your hilltop?
I don't think so.
No. We're in good shape this time. You know what I want to start with is something that was supposed to be the doom and gloom. I heard experts all week long talking about this next jobs report that was going to come out and how bad it was going to be and how many more people were going to be signing up for unemployment and how it was going to go to 20%, maybe 25%, and every one of the so-called experts was wrong.
Well, yeah, and they have admitted that they are wrong. So what's pretty surprising is the payroll protection plan appears to have worked better than they thought.
Yeah.
So when it comes to Mnuchin, when it comes to Kudlow, when it comes to, you know, Steve Ward and all the rest of them,
mm-hmm.
Including, you know, even I would say the Powell at the Fed.
Mr. Hassett as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that they were right to say we don't know that there we're going to need a fourth or a fifth package. So, you know, the House, you can do whatever it is that you want to do, but it's not, and even McConnell said it, don't get too excited here. We're going to go very slow because we have to measure where we are. And this was a very interesting report because it certainly, you know, was a measurement tool.
And the president came out and said we may have to have another $1 trillion stimulus, got very specific about it, said this would include another series of $1,200 checks and some more PPE money for some of the corporations or some of the smaller companies that didn't get it the last time around, but that'd be it.
But interestingly enough, what happened yesterday is they signed a executive order that it kind of loosened some of the conditions of the restraints and the timeline on the PPP. So, and all that money in this last round hasn't been spent.
Hold the fort. You're going to get cut off. All right, and there you go. You just did get cut off. All right. I'll be right back to Captain's America Third Watch with Denise Simon right after the top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere. This is the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, strolling across the overnight hours. And you folks up there listening to me in New Orleans, batten down the hatches and get yourself ready. It's going to be a big rainmaker up there.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.